Rain still coming, rivers still rising. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
1937 was 46 feet, and that's the highest. This is a topic 5 foot.
That's Dyer County farmer Jeremiah Hollingsworth talking about the latest predictions of the flood stage level on the Mississippi River at Caruthersville. And his nearby family's farm is once again in danger of flooding.
Right here where our houses are. You know, like I said, it's been 75 since it broke the last time. Not something you see every day down this way where the houses are.
Now, Jeremiah Hollingsworth says each year some of their farmland is prone to flooding along the Mississippi and the nearby tributaries. But since Sunday, they've been pretty much evacuating his father and grandmother's homes along with other families in the Ayers community and also moving farm equipment to higher ground in anticipation of the worst flooding, perhaps, since 1937, and definitely bigger than last year's record flooding that devastated much of Tennessee.
Last year we had the big rains that got South Dyersburg, but our big river wasn't up, and those tributaries could drain off slowly, but they drained. But this time, I mean, it's all going to hit the same time, it looks like.
Now, further to the north, in Lake County, farmer Jeremy Hopper says, like other farmers in the area, the whole spring planting season has been pushed back because of all the rain, and this will push them back even more.
Where I live, concerning those of our houses may be in danger also, we're not sure yet. And we're behind on our corn planting. We'll just have to wait and see what happens to this. Hope it dries up. It'll dry up one of these days.
Now, 5 to 8 inches of more rain expected for much of West Tennessee through Wednesday night north of I-40. And again, all that rain on top of an already saturated area looks to bring in floodwaters that have not happened in the area since the 1930s. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.